Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Not fantastic, it's fantastic. You can touch my hair, I'm just me everywhere.
My girlfriend was a Barbie doll, at least that's what she went by. She was an OnlyFans model known to the public as the fake Barbie. I guess it was a little strange, but I thought it was kinda hot most of the time. I like to think of myself as Ken, but behind closed doors, our relationship was very bad. We would argue all the time over just about everything. Dishes left in the sink, how we were spending money, really just anything. Sometimes it would even lead to physical altercations. It had gotten to the point where we were on very rocky terms. I wasn't entirely happy about her selling herself on OnlyFans, but she always insisted that it was the best way for her to make money.
I don't like how these guys in these comments talk about you.
Don't you want me to have a livelihood? Stop being so selfish.
Honestly, I probably would have left her a while ago, but I felt stuck with her since we had a home together. I didn't really make enough money to live on my own either. So instead, I started secretly having affairs with other women behind my girlfriend's back to deal with my needs. My girlfriend and I were barely intimate. We used up all of our energy fighting, or at least she used up all of hers on her OF. I had been stepping out on her for a few months at that point, with several different women. It had become a regular thing, but everything changed one night. I was sneaking back home after my affair. It was very late at night. The house was dark, pitch black in fact. I quietly closed the door and took my shoes off so that I'd make less noise. I had done this many times, but I wasn't entirely confident that she wouldn't wake up. She was a fairly light sleeper. Still, I hadn't been caught yet. I made my way to the front of the house and started heading upstairs to the bedroom. I walked slowly, trying not to make too much noise, but the stairs were very creaky, so it took me a little while. When I finally got to the hallway, the whole thing was completely dark. I could barely see in front of me. I got to the bedroom and opened the door as softly as I could. Then I shut it behind me and crawled into bed. About a minute later, I heard the door creak open.
Hey!
No one answered, so I turned on the side table lamp, only to find my girlfriend staring at me. She looked creepy as hell. I screamed out of shock and asked her what was wrong. Next thing I knew, we were locked in a shouting match. She started accusing me of infidelity and told me that she knew what I had been doing. I didn't deny it, which somehow seemed to make it even worse. She started to get hysterical, so I tried to physically calm her down by grasping her shoulders. But that made her go completely berserk. She pushed me away and started sobbing as she ran downstairs. I didn't really know what to do, but she was so crazy at that moment that I figured the best thing was to just leave her alone. I laid in bed and could still hear her crying downstairs. I felt guilty as hell. Hours went by as I laid there waiting to see if she would come back. But she never did. I finally couldn't stay awake any longer and I passed out completely. Later that night, I was fast asleep when I was suddenly startled awake by something. I wasn't sure what it had been. It sounded like the door had creaked open again. I sat up for a second and looked around the room, but it was too dark to see anything.
Hello?
I figured it had just been my imagination, so I laid back down and went back to sleep almost immediately. All of a sudden, I was awakened by a horrifying wail out of nowhere. I jerked up, totally disoriented, and went to turn the lamp on. I was still mostly asleep, so I fumbled with the switch for a few seconds before I actually got it turned on. I was not expecting what I saw. My girlfriend was standing over me completely motionless like a total psycho. It was just like the last time, but she looked so much more deranged. The look in her eyes sent chills down my spine. I screamed really freaked out saying,
"What the hell are you doing? You scared the shit out of me!"
That's when I noticed that she was holding a knife. I froze for a minute. I just couldn't believe it. My brain couldn't process what was happening. She then started running towards me with a knife over her head, looking completely insane. Ah!
What's your emergency?
Please send help. My boyfriend is hurt. Oh my God. I think he might be dead. Please hurry.
The police arrived a few minutes after she hung up the phone. They found Barbie standing in the room covered in blood and tears. Her boyfriend was taken out in a stretcher and immediately rushed to the hospital, where he later died of his injuries. Police questioned her about what had happened. She never went into much detail. All she said was that she came home and found her boyfriend on the floor. She didn't give any insight into how it could have happened. The cops who questioned her recalled how gaunt she remained throughout the entire ordeal. She hardly expressed any emotion at all. After further investigation, the police located a knife in the room that had Barbie's fingerprints all over it. She was later arrested and charged accordingly. They determined that she had fabricated the story in order to save herself. This story was inspired by a fatal incident that happened around October of 2022. A British OnlyFans model who the internet dubbed as Fake Barbie was sentenced to 18 years for her heinous actions towards her ex-boyfriend. The animation pretty much sums up what went down in a nutshell. The incident happened just hours after he broke up with her. The woman claims it was an act of self-defense, but prior to these claims, she told the operator that her boyfriend accidentally injured himself.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
3 a.m. What a terrible time. I just need to get some sleep.
No, not at all. 3 a.m. is a good time. The perfect time to take what's mine. No! I have to get a hold of myself. It's not right. It's not me. I'm not that kind of person. Yes, I want one just like her. She's the perfect victim. And then she'd be mine. My little plaything. My perfectly helpless toy to do whatever I want with. No. Stop it. I can't. Get a grip, man. Come on. Fight the urge. But I don't want to fight the urge. I want to satisfy it. Well, you can't. I said get a grip. Go ahead. Look again. No, you can't make me. Just look.
You shouldn't break your own mirror. It's bad luck. Look at yourself. All you want in this world is to take a beautiful young girl with a bright future and rip her away from everyone she loves just so you can turn her into an object of your pleasure.
That's not true.
Stop lying. You want to watch them suffer. You want to be the demented sicko that inflicts the agony upon them.
No, I don't want to do that to anybody.
You're lying, and you know it. Just admit that you're a sick freak who wants to hurt people. It'll all be so much easier if you would just be honest with yourself. Or at least be honest to me. You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
What the hell do you want from me?
Let all your anger out.
Just leave me alone!
Say, what do you want to do to those girls outside?
I want to do something to them.
Be more specific.
I want to snatch them up and keep them captive.
Tell me more!
I want to do things to them until they can't remember what it was like to live a normal life anymore.
Yes! More!
I want to film everything so I can watch it over and over again so I never forget!
Yes! Now, go do it!
What the hell are you doing? Somebody help me!
Go, bring me the sweetest one you can find. Yes, anything for you.
Doing with a knife?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Nothing. Nothing. I was just gonna go do some gardening. I guess I grabbed a knife instead of a trowel by accident.
I don't believe you. You're lying.
No, I'm not. I swear.
I know when you're lying. Why can't you just be honest?
Just get the hell out of my way!
Just put the knife away, Ken. You don't want to do this now.
Just shut up! I'm sick and tired of you always trying to interfere with whatever I'm doing! Just get out of my way before I make an example out of you!
I've got one all ready for you!
This must be my luckiest day ever. Get the camera, Barbie. Go get the camera!
This story was inspired by the notorious real-life Ken and Barbie killers. The woman's name was Carla, and the husband was Paul. They were a couple notorious for multiple slayings and assaults of various individuals between 1990 and 1992, including Carla's own sister. The couple had an eerie resemblance and appearance to Ken and Barbie, which is why the media and internet dubbed them as such. The couple have since been sentenced for their crimes. However, the woman has been released from prison since 2005, which sparked a public outrage. She has since been remarried, as the man is still behind bars.
I live alone downtown. And a few days ago, I had my first real run-in with one of the crazies. Coincidentally, it has to do with the Barbie movie that just came out recently, which was an extra shock to me. I've been living here for a few years, and up until now, I haven't been bothered too much. Being a 6-foot-tall man helps, and I own a big dog too, although she's timid and completely harmless. I work through the day, so the first thing I do when I get home in the evening is take my dog for a walk, since she's been holding it in since the morning. Walking in the evening is definitely my preference, as there aren't as many people out as there are in the daytime, and it isn't until late at night when the real sketchy stuff usually happens. I never pay any mind to the junkies or walkers or whoever else is out there. The unspoken rule in any downtown is not to make eye contact with anybody, especially the people that are obviously unstable in some way. I never gave change to anyone who was begging either, but I always try to keep a dollar in my pocket in case I encountered someone crazy. One night, I remember getting home from work and taking my dog out for a walk right after sunset. I didn't know that I wouldn't be the same when I got back from that walk. It started out like any other downtown stroll. There were people all over the sidewalk, but not too many, although the street was congested with traffic. However, once I rounded a certain corner, things changed. Nobody was on the sidewalk on my side of the road. Everybody was on the other side, hurrying along for some reason. That's when I noticed a strange blonde-haired woman on the other end of the block, wearing a bunch of skimpy hot pink clothes. Except it was clear even at a distance that this woman was not hot whatsoever. She was standing awkwardly, kind of like she was a junkie in a trance, and holding what looked like a sign to ask for money. Obviously, her outfit didn't suit her, so I assumed she was homeless. And this was some sort of Barbie getup she was using to piggyback off the movie promotions as an aid for panhandling. With that in mind, I didn't think anything of it. She was just another one of those people to avoid acknowledging when walking downtown. I kept walking, waiting for a chance to cross the street. There was no crosswalk between me and her, and I didn't think the situation was serious enough to turn around or jump out in front of the cars that were passing by. Before long, I was closer to her than I wanted to be, and certain details came into focus. No Barbie outfit could save this woman. Even a professional makeover wouldn't be enough. Her face was seriously disturbing, as if she was a plastic Barbie doll that got ran over by a semi-truck and left to rot in a ditch for 100 years, just to get resurrected as a zombie and sent to live on the streets. Beside that, all the skin she was bearing looked like a snake skin she was ready to shed at any moment. Still, I kept moving, and eventually stepped in broken glass. I was concerned if my dog stepped in it. It was obvious that it came from the broken window right next to me.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Which meant it had just happened. By that point, I was getting alarmed. This wannabe Barbie was up to something that was scaring everyone off to the other side of the street, and I was walking straight into whatever it was, completely oblivious. Then for the first time since I'd been looking at her, the woman moved, turning to the side, and that's when I realized she was not holding a sign, but a wooden plank. Before I could even wonder what she was doing with it, she suddenly swung at the glass door beside her and started smashing it with the plank. My dog got scared of the noise and whimpered. There was still no brake in the cars, so I grabbed onto the leash a little tighter and pressed forward, foolishly thinking I could make a run for it if I had to. A very stupid part of me was hoping I could just walk past her without her noticing and call it a day, but my blood was pumping as I got near her. Of course, it was like she could smell my fear. As I passed her, she stopped beating on the door, then turned around and looked at me. For some reason, I couldn't keep myself from making eye contact with her. Her eyes were glazed over and bloodshot. I reached for the dollar in my pocket, praying that it would get me out of the situation somehow. But then she just charged at me. I ran with my dog, sprinting as fast as I could, but I didn't know what this woman was on, because as I looked over my shoulder, I saw that she was catching up to me. I tried to run even faster, but then I lost my footing and tumbled over. I also lost my grip on the leash, and my dog didn't even notice. She just kept on going, but I didn't even have time to call her, let alone get to my feet. That Barbie freak was hovering over me in an instant, scowling with the rotten mess of a face. She raised the plank over her head like a baseball bat, ready to smash my face in.
Now I have become death, destroyer of...
I was saved in the nick of time when a cop tackled her like a truck. I didn't even see it. I was shielding my face with my hands, but I heard the impact. Then there was a lot more screaming as a few more cops swarmed over and put her under arrest. It was a whole spectacle that everyone on the street stopped to gawk at. The sight of the most messed up Barbie you've ever seen getting dragged away by the police. Ever since then, I've been terrified of Barbie. This story was inspired by an incident that happened in July of 2023. Just a month ago, a woman who appeared to be dressed up as Barbie was spotted on camera in downtown Toronto, attacking a man who was walking his dog. The woman was later arrested as shown in the video here. There hasn't been a motive as to what triggered the attack, but it was rather ironic as the Barbie movie had just been released a few days prior to the incident.